An optimistic thought leads to success. An optimistic thought leads to success. Where is success for you? What is success for you? What kind of things would happen in your life that you would label as success and call wonderful and fantastic and glorious? Well, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be in health, it can be in wealth, it can be in relationships, it can be in all sorts of things, but it's all up to us. How we're going to experience it, how we're going to have it, how we're going to know it, and how we're going to enjoy it. It takes an optimistic thought to accomplish success. For an optimistic thought leads to success every time. First we say, I like me. Yes, we say I like me because if you do not like yourself, if you do not feel that you are a grand and glorious being, that you are worthy of success, and it's our own creation for ourselves. We think we're worthy and we think we're not worthy. But if we think we're worthy of success, then success comes to us. If we think that we're worthy of happiness in our life, then happiness comes to us. It's all up to us all the time. If we think that life is wonderful, if we think we are great, if we think that we're beautiful people, that we're fantastic people, glorious people, then success comes to us in every area of our life. In everything we could ever want or do, success comes to us when we believe in ourselves, when we like ourselves. When we say, I like me, I like me, I like me. When we say, I am a kind of person that is a good person. I'm the kind of person that's a happy person. I'm the kind of person that is a joyous person. When we say that, then we open the floodgates for all the happiness, all the joy, all the success to flow in and through our life. It's up to us. The choice is up to us totally. What do you want? What do you want out of life? What do you want out of life's experiences? So, first you say, I like me. And when you say, I like me, you put the cause in motion for experiencing the optimistic thought you have in your mind. And it's all up to you, because that's what it's all about. Now, is that what you want? Do you want whatever you're thinking about? Be careful. Be careful, because if you're thinking about things that are not beneficial to you or not happy for you, and you have optimistic thoughts about them, you empower them to be an experience in your life. This is the way the law of cause and effect works. This is the way the human mind works. This is the way the human experience works. In the divine, in the absolute, all exists, and it's already accomplished. But it's already accomplished the yes and the no. It's already accomplished. And we want to stop and work on the human level from the point of view of saying, I like me, and I have the genius within me. I have the genius within me. The genius within me is fantastic. It's glorious. It's wonderful. The genius within me is something so beautiful, so complete, and so fantastic. That's the genius within me. And that genius within me is ready to reveal to me all that I am. It's ready to reveal to me all that exists. Any particular item or the allness. So let's take a particular item, and let's just say I have an ideal body. My body is the ideal body. My body is whole and perfect now. And as we like ourselves, we can say that. We can say my body is that way. Now, it may not be outwardly experiencing that right at the moment, but we put the cause in motion. We have the optimistic thought that leads to success of a happy body. Our optimistic thought leads to success in whatever area we are. So let's put it in motion for that and know that I have the genius within that reveals all these things to us perfectly, beautifully, wonderfully now. The genius within me tells me all the things I choose to know. The genius within me tells me all the magic that I want to have. The genius within me is truly the magic within me. And that's all I want. That's all I want is the magic within me that knows these things and is these things and has these things for me now. Because that's who I am. That's who I am. I have the genius within me to accomplish the task that I set for myself. And the task I set for myself is to have an ideal body. The task I set for myself is to live in a happy world. The task I set for myself is any optimistic thought that leads me where I want to go. It leads me to success. It leads me to joy. It leads me to wonder. It leads me to magic. Yes. I have the genius within me. Now, I'm calling forth that genius within me. I know that I know that I know. I'm calling forth that genius within me by saying, I have a perfect body. I am already planting the seeds in me for what I want to experience outwardly in my life. And I am experiencing it outwardly in my life because that's who I am. That's who I am. I am the genius within me, already fulfilled, already revealed, already demonstrated, already manifest. The genius within me is there now, and all I do is to call it forth. But I have another step that I must take too. Another step that is very, very wonderful, very fantastic. I accept it is done now. I accept it is done now. I accept it is done now. So often, we forget to accept. We forget to accept the genius that's within us. We forget to accept the truth that's within us. We forget to accept the magic that's within us. We forget the simple act of I accept. If one were to give another a gift, and the one who was receiving the gift did not accept it. Oh, it's too good to be true. Oh, it's too wonderful. Oh, I can't accept that. It's not for me. It's not something I can accept. Then it stands there ready for you to have, ready for you to enjoy, but your pessimistic attitude about it, your idea that you are unworthy of it, your idea that it is too good to be true, it makes it too good to be true. And we certainly do not want to live in a frame of mind that is too good to be true. We want to live in a frame of mind where it is good and very good. It is wonderful and very wonderful. And that is what we are. That is what we know, and that is what we experience all the time. Every moment of our life we experience this. I like me. I have the genius within. And I accept it is done now. I accept it is done now. I know it is done now. And it is done now. An optimistic thought leads to success. But there are steps along the way that we take. We say, first, I like me. We're worthy of having this success in our life. I have the genius within me. We have the magical consciousness, the infinite consciousness within us that knows all things, and it tells us how to do this. And then we say, I accept. I accept it is done now. And I accept that it's done now wonderfully, perfectly, beautifully, marvelously, because that's where I am. And that's all I am. I have the optimistic thought that leads to my success in all areas of my life. And I am so pleased and so honored to have this, because though I'm the one who put it there, I accept it. And I claim it done now. And so it is. know that I love you, and I love you, and I love you, now and always.